This is BFPS. BFPS.
HMS Scott has been deployed on a military data gathering mission to the Southern Hemisphere for 6 months.
This is an audio diary about life on board ship
from Surgeon Lieutenant Commander Andrew Vale. Andrew
Vale. Hello there, it's Surgeon Lieutenant Commander Andy Vale here for my final instalment of life on board HMS Scott. Well, it's been a bit of a mixed bag this week. We're almost home, so the mood on board is pretty good. But yesterday we all had a bit of unsettling news with the redundancy announcement. For some, it was a bit disappointing as they're keen to stay, but they're potentially going to be made compulsory redundant later in the year. And for the most people on board, it was a relief that we weren't included. As with any change or flux, it takes a bit of time to settle in. It helps that we're going to be home soon, so we've got folk on hand at home to talk things through. But there's nothing worse than being stuck away from home trying to make life-changing decisions. But on a bit more of a positive note, well, we're almost at the end of our ice patrol ship deployment. It's been a long old 5 months since we slipped from Devonport on a cold November morning. I can't think of anybody on board who's not looking forward to getting home. We're lucky enough to be allowed to hold a friends and family event on board this weekend, just before we get in. So we'll be embarking them all in Falmouth for a 24-hour taster of life in the Royal Navy. It'll also give us a really good opportunity to show them what we've achieved during our time down in Antarctica. So all the photographs will be out, and all the charts, and all the survey work, and all the results that we found. So what's the future got in store for HMS Scott? Well, unlike our frigates and destroyers and all the other ships in the flotilla, that needs 6 to 9 months to regenerate following deployment, it'll only be a short turnaround for us. We'll be back to sea after Easter, returning to our standard deep water ocean survey work for another 4 months. Yes, it's more time away from home, but unfortunately that's life in the survey flotilla. For me, I'll be leaving HMS Scott when we come alongside. After my 5 month stint, it's time for some leave. Yes, recharge the batteries for whatever the appointed's got planned for me next. And with 3 Commander Brigade getting ready to deploy to Afghanistan and all the activity around Libya, I'm sure it's not going to be too long before we pack in my bags to get deployed again. It's been an amazing few months on board, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to my tales of life on the high seas. So this is Surgeon Lieutenant Commander Andy Vale signing off for the last time.